Rose, we're here at the first day of the Festival of British Eventing. First of all, talk me through your summer and the build-up to the event.
Well, I've been pretty busy because I work as well as an osteopath, so it's quite difficult fitting everything around it. But his main aim of the season's really been qualify for a CCI 3-star, which he's done. So he's had a few runs on 3-star at Chatsworth and Houghton, a couple of easy OIs the last sort of month or so, kind of preparing for this. So fingers crossed he runs well.
Scheduling for you then can obviously be quite difficult.
Yes, very difficult. Lots of early starts and late finishes. So we've got quite a few. I've got sort of 5 at home, but no groom or anything. So it's early starts and late finishes. But no, it's good. I love it. So never complain.
What does Gatcombe mean for you and for your horses?
I love it, actually. I've been here 2-3 times. I was best under 25 last year in the Open. And I don't know, yeah, it's just such a nice atmosphere and lots of crowds, and no, I love it. It's my favourite event of the year, I think. So, yeah.
It's incredibly important as well, I know, for blooding young horses and getting some experience into them.
Yeah, it's great because I'm hoping perhaps he might do sort of big things next year. So getting him used to the crowds and a bit of buzz and everything is, it's really good for them. So, yeah.
And for you then, what would be a successful Gatcombe? What's your aim for the weekend?
Well, that wasn't really a great dressage test. He's still quite green on the flat. So if he jumps well, and it's really, he's off to France to do a CCI in a couple of weeks. So it's really just having a kind of nice, confident round. And the cross country is usually pretty beefy here. So I'm looking forward to it. But positive riding, I think.